This portion of Animal Radio is underwritten by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating our connection with our pets. I know you can only see Judy dancing in the studio.
That music gets me going, gets my blood pumping.
It is time for another in our Fear Free Expert series. And who better than Dr. Marty Becker, America's favorite veterinarian? Let me say the world's favorite veterinarian, if I might. How are you doing?
Are you channeling? Did you guys have a seance and channel my mother?
Yeah.
You know what? I honestly feel like, you know, sometimes like God plays favorites. You know, I've lived a blessed life, married to the love of my life for 40 years.
Wow.
And then being a veterinarian, you know, you want nothing more than to help pets, people in the profession. And it's amazing how what's happened with Fear Free.
Well, you're talking about mostly veterinarians and vet techs that are involved in this and getting certified. But there are things we can do at home to make our homes fear-free, happy homes. And this is what's really exciting to me, Doc.
What you see is people have behavior problems with their pet. They either know somebody or themselves that whose pet hates to go to the vet, hates to go to grooming. They have the issues of emotional well-being, of separation anxiety, thunderstorm phobias, some kind of noise phobias. So what Fear Free Happy Homes is set to do, and at fearfreehappyhomes.com, it's doing two things. One is to reduce fear, anxiety, and stress in the home. And the other thing is to increase enrichment activities. So this site's really the only place on the web you can find cutting-edge resources to equip these pet owners with everything they need to give their pets a full-circle, happy, healthy, and fear-free life. It's the only place where the content is either written by or approved by boarded veterinary behaviorists. And it's free to register, and when you're a member, then you get these exclusive deals on fear-free products, and then articles about enrichment and exercise and at-home care. And whether it's taking a pet to the vet that wants to go, it's learning how to help pets not be born and stay retired. That's your place to go.
And it doesn't cost any money whatsoever to register for this.
No, that's correct. There's zero cost to register. And the amazing thing, and I think you guys being in this media for so long, we're averaging about 1,000 people a day signing up with a soft launch.
We are with Dr. Marty Becker. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out why enrichment is so important for our pets' happiness. Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It is Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. We'll go back to the phones in just a couple of minutes, toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. We are with Dr. Marty Becker. He, of course, is the father of Fear Free, really. I mean, yeah, some people have been practicing this for a while, but this is the guy who's got it all together and is certifying veterinarians across the country and now is bringing it into your household so you can have a fear-free, happy home. And one of the things that he's doing for fear-free, happy homes is teaching you how to enrich your pet's life. Give me some ideas what that means exactly.
Here's the thing. I grew up on a farm and ranch in southern Idaho. And you think of southern Idaho, you think of potatoes. And yes, one of the crops we grew were famous Idaho potatoes.
Yes.
But back then, dogs had a job to do. They had a utilitarian role. And so the cats. So what did the dogs do? They herded cattle. Oh. They alarm barked when somebody came over.
Mm-hmm.
They retrieved ducks. I used to be a hunter. Not anymore, but when you used to retrieve ducks. And the cats were barn cats. They were mousers. You know, we had grain in there for the things, and they were mousers. And now what happened over the 40 years I've been a veterinarian, we see it go from mouser to moocher and guard dog to lard dog. I mean, God.
How true is that?
These animals, when you look at them, we got a new kitten. You know, it's like having a Cirque du Soleil performer in the house. You know, their bodies are built for movement. They're very athletic. Their brains are exquisitely put together to detect, apprehend, kill, and eat. Instead, what we do, and think of this, in the wild canids, a wolf, coyote, fox, they spend 80% of their waking hours in pursuit of food. And our dogs at home spend 3 minutes to eat. Yeah. And then what do you do the rest of the time? You're bored. So in Richmond, I think, you know, when growing up, we started to get the message, okay, to have a pet that you need to have food, water, shelter, veterinary care. And shelter sounds funny now, but when I was younger, they were mostly outdoor dogs and cats.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So even when I was younger.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. So there was, you know, now we just think, well, you know, the doghouse is, you know, 3 bedrooms, a widescreen TV, uh-huh. and a spa, but we got pets inside. And now enrichment, I think, is the big thing, that zoos do a better job of enrichment. You go to a zoo, you go to a marine park, you see the focus on enrichment, and now we have an obligation to do this for our family pets. And what we do, we're not only, you know, returning a portion of what they give to us, but we reduce obesity, we decrease behavior problems. We just don't feed the body, we feed the mind. And so it's everything from throwing away the food bowls and using food puzzles or food dispensing devices. It's scent training. It's just teaching dogs, literally teaching old dogs new tricks. It's stimulating that mind, so they're, we actually call it helping pets live happy, healthy, full lives. You know, happy is fear-free, healthy is high-tech veterinary medicine, and full is enrichment.
Yeah, I think you tapped into it. Our dogs need a job. They need something to do. They're, yes. They can't just be domesticated and sleep around the house all day watching TV like Uncle Louie does.
No, some cats do, too. I know cats that get bored that need stimulation as well.
Give me 3 simple steps. I know there's a lot more, but I'm going to start with 3 simple steps that I can take today to give my pet a happier and more fulfilled life.
Number one, by far, is to throw the food bowls away, that you want to use food puzzles or food dispensing devices. So there's my 2 favorite for dogs are Kong Genius.
Okay.
And then the second one's called Green Interactive Feeder, which you can buy them both in pet stores or online. The second thing would be to teach them new tricks, that you're constantly adding to their repertoire. Maybe there's a different trick every quarter, but frequently, and by frequently, a couple times a week, have them go through the tricks, you know, to sit, to lie down, to play dead, to jump through your arms, to speak, to do these different things. And everybody, it's really funny, once they do this, everybody's thinking, oh my God, this dog's smart, you know? Mm-hmm. And same thing for cats. You can teach. We're teaching our kitten right now to stand on its hind legs, to jump through our arms. And this is a little 12-week-old kitten. Aww. So food dispensing devices, make sure you do tricks with them. And then try to find something to activate what's in their DNA. So if it's a retriever, retrieve. If it's a scent animal, do some kind of scent training. If it's a dog that likes to burn off calories, you know, you may take it swimming or do something like that. If it's a Labrador retriever, there's nothing better than retrieving a floating ball in a body of water.
All great things. And of course, we can find out more at the website, Fear-Free Happy Homes. Is that the website, fearfreehappyhomes.com?
That's it. That's it, fearfreehappyhomes.com. And you'll notice it's, you know, it's very easy to navigate. It looks modern. It navigates easy. But the thing I want to say is when you 2/3 of the boarded veterinary behaviorists and the certified applied animal behaviorists in the world, now you've got something, you know, the content's a mile wide and a mile deep, and you can take it to the bank. Everything in there is authenticated and based on clinical studies, not on a best guesstimate or hyperbole.
And we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.pet, fearfreehappyhomes.com. Dr. Marty Becker, thanks so much for visiting with us today. You know, it just goes by so fast, we're going to have to do it more often.
Well, thanks, dear friends, and thanks for your support that started way before this thing became something formal. Thank you.
We're going to head back to the phones for your calls next.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
This portion of Animal Radio was underwritten by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.